This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You may have noticed that while I've been here hosting, someone else's voice has been missing. Kai Rizdahl has been off on a very cool assignment, and we decided to let him come on and talk about it. Hey, Kai.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as promised on Monday when I spoke to Jim Fallows. He and I are working on a project with Marketplace and the Atlantic Magazine, sort of going around the country, trying to figure out what the American economy is like at ground level, where people actually live, and learning all kinds of things about Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which, believe it or not, has more to do with the American economy and the global economy than you might think.
All right, well, you teed that up. Explain to me what it has to do there.
So I'll give you a couple of just for instances. I was at a food processing plant 2 days ago where they are making prepackaged meals here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, that will, in probably a week and a half, be on lunch trays for kids in the Los Angeles Unified School District. That's one thing. Hmm. I was driving a GPS-controlled tractor yesterday that can plant seeds within an inch of each other, and then a month later come back and put fertilizer on that exact same inch using GPS control.
Whoa.
That factory, yeah, I know, it's cool. That factory is selling to tractor companies in Kazakhstan. So Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the global economy are sort of one.
South Dakota has had a really low unemployment rate over the past couple of years, much lower than the national average.
Sioux Falls, the unemployment rate is 3.7%. I just looked it up this morning. Nationally, 7.4%, as you know, so it's just about half. But here's the thing. Low unemployment is not necessarily a good thing. I was talking to the president of the Chamber of Commerce at Sioux Falls last night, and he said companies are actually worried about coming here now because the unemployment rate is so low. There's not enough churn. There aren't enough people looking for jobs to make companies interested in coming here. So it's kind of a problem for them, which is a little bit counterintuitive when you think about the national story of unemployment being so high.
Yeah, very, very counterintuitive. All right, yeah. Kai, I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of what you've been doing out there. Thanks so much.
All right, it'll be on the air after Labor Day, and I'll see you Monday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.